Greetings, this is James Gunn with PBS Radio and As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he Stargate, and he said he Rumble, and it goes on and on. So we're also on YouTube. We never know, we'll probably try to put this show up on YouTube, hopefully, but you know, it's pretty crazy. They seem to have a problem with no matter what we say, but we're also, we'll be posting on Truth Social and a few other platforms that we're working on. So things are really taking off right now. I know BBS, I think we have over 100 and something affiliates, and God knows how many countries, over 100 countries. So, you know, the word's getting out there despite all the censorship efforts. And we've got a great show. Some crazy events have happened here over this weekend and last weekend too as well. And we've had these massive motherships come in, just phenomenal ships coming in, like half treetop level, circling the house, powering up, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And the footage that we have, for some reason, got lost in the ethers. This is the second time we've tried to do this, and everything was sent, but it's not sent. So we're trying to work the bugs out of that. We will post it on probably the YouTube channel, and we'll post it on Rumble as well. So we'll put a conglomeration of all the footage, the recent footage, and some of these things are just mind blowing. But it's on, you know, contact is on. It's been here for like something, I don't know, God knows, 38 years we've been having contact here. But now the evidence is just so overwhelming, you can't ignore it. And I've got some great lineups here. I have several kind of UFO groups and healing groups here. And so we're going to go ahead and here's just one of the photos of one of the ships that came, and it circled the house, and was amazing, you know, this when it came through. But this is the photograph, but we have the video of it actually moving around the house. It comes in from the north, and it's going in a southerly direction, and it goes around the house. So it's not the space station. It's not Starlink. It's not any of these things. And so we'll go further into that. But these other videos we'll be showing later on. We might be able to show them on the show, or we might not, but we'll put them up later. But I have the Alliance of Experiencers here, and I've got Robin, Diana, and Aurora here with us today. And so they wanted to talk about a little bit about their organization that they're putting together, and we'll bring some other, but because there's several organizations here right now, and we'll bring some other people up to talk about their experiences and their organizations as well. But it's coming together, and it's all getting out there now. So I'll turn it over to you, and you can talk a little bit about your organization and why you created the organization.
Yeah, so we're all experiencers, and just kind of going through some of the different things that we have experienced, we realized that there is somewhat of a lack in the community to have kind of like a support group. So we created a Patreon group where we have community, we have resources, we've got a couple of different tiers. We release a couple of videos each month, interviews of other experiencers, healers, disclosure, having to do with like the different D-class CIA documents, just different things that are good resources and good, good resources for healing. Because one of the biggest things as experiencers is it brings up a lot. And that stuff has to be processed. And so having the support of other people in the community is really important. So with our first tier, you just can see the videos. With our second one, we have a monthly meeting on Zoom where you can share your story, connect with other people. And I also created a timeline document, and they've helped me expand it to go through and kind of make more cohesive connections of your experience, of the different points in your life, health. And when you kind of put it out on paper, it makes it easier to see the connections and to kind of start processing so that you can heal that. Our primary thing is let's talk about it so we can heal it.
Great. The one of the things I want to say about that, I noticed in here when we do a lot of the energy work and the spiritual work, at the end we'll have a sharing time. So people, and then they start sharing their experiences, and the other person goes, that happened to me, you know, the same thing. And it validates. And a lot of these people think they're going crazy, there's something wrong with them or things. But when they have a place they can go and share their experience, and others are having almost identical experiences, it's very healing. It also keeps them on track, for, you know, that, you know, they don't need the drugs or the rubber rooms or anything exactly. else going on, that these are real events and it's happening on a global scale as yeah. well.
Aurora and I actually, like, there have been multiple conversations that we've had that, you know, oh my gosh, you experienced that too. It was really validating. And it allows you to have that, like, moment of healing where you're like, I'm not crazy. This is my life. This was your life. And, you know, we can be here for each other in so many different ways.
Yeah.
The thing about this too, is that this platform helps us grow as well, because we don't have all the answers, and we've had things happen to us as well. So for instance, well, when I was a boy about 12 years old, myself and two of my good friends, we witnessed a UFO. We actually saw it hovering over a house, and we followed it down the street into a field, and we knew what we saw. It was kind of luminescent, but it wasn't a light. But we were ridiculed for talking about this. The adults in the neighborhood, and then one adult particularly, he's like a former Marine, and he was just like, you damn kids, what's wrong with you? And we just shut down, because we were told by adults and authority that you're crazy, and we shut it down. And I carry that with me for years, and thinking, you start to question your own, you know, especially as a kid, when you have adults telling you that you didn't see what you saw. Mm-hmm. Now, that never went away from me, but I didn't have a platform to talk to people about that experience. So you just let it go. You pack it away and you let it go. So we're giving a platform for people to share their experiences, because, you know, and they're not going to get the woo-woo, and they're not going to get, you know, there's nothing that they can say isn't. We've studied this field for many years, the three of us, and you're not going to shock us. You're not going to. And what happens within the group too stays within the group, mm-hmm. you know. So so far, it's, you know, we're just getting this started, and it's been great. And like I said, we're learning from it. And we've had some people come on and do talks with us already, some people in the community that we really like. And so it's been exciting. And awesome. We're doing this. There's a need for it. And we're doing it because this is something that needs to be done, and we enjoy it. And that's really our motive with this.
Yeah. So did you want to share something?
Oh, I just wanted to add that it's for all types of experiencers, not just like abductees or just people who've seen UFOs. It's for like SSP, multidimensional experiences, positive or negative, all are embraced, and you have a place to share your, and for me, when I learned about the timeline, I realized that I had way more experiences than I remembered another one. And I was like, oh no, my goodness, that's another one.
Yeah.
So it's really helped me in my process. And I just want to share that with others, because I've been alone in my story of learning about my story and remembering and having memories pop up all of a sudden and doing like memory recalls. And it was too much for me. And all I had was somebody who didn't believe me to talk to. And that wasn't good. And so I just want to make sure everybody has a place to say their story and be heard.
Yeah, that's so important. That people come here all the time, and it takes them a while to get it out. And that's why I know they're telling the truth, because it's emotional, it's charged. And one of the first things they say, I you're not going to believe this. You know, I'm like, well, try me. I said, I'm listening. You know, and they well, you know, this is just so freaky. This is so weird. You know, and then they start, and then they tell me their story, and you could tell if they're telling the truth, because it's hard to get out. They're emotionally involved in it and things like that. And after they get through, and they go, you think I'm nuts, don't you? And I said, you know how many times I've heard this story? I said, you're not alone. And I said, down to details, what you're telling me is the same story I've heard from so many other people. And it is so important to have a platform like you're creating, more platforms where people can come and talk, you know, when I was a kid, I had crazy experiences. I can go on for hours on them, but you know, I was talking to this friend of mine about building the ranch here, and he goes, why'd you build the ranch here? And I said, because I felt like I was an alien, and I had so many contacts and things happening that I thought I'd build a place where all the other aliens could come and we could talk about aliens and not be censored and not be, you know, and just be free to explore the higher dimensions and everything. And so it was kind of like, I was telling people, you know, if you really want to make contact with an alien, just go in the bathroom and turn the light on, look in the mirror, you know, because we're all colonized. We've been colonized here for years and we're a big mix.
In meditation, I was actually talking to my higher self and I was like, you know, when are we going to get to meet them? And they were like, go look in the mirror, go like talk to your friends. You're all hybridized and you are.
Go talk to your sheep. Nobody knows where they came from. All of a sudden, sheep just appeared. Everybody's going, well, there's no history of them or anything. And because they're brought here, you know, as long as, you know, a lot of the plumeria trees, all these trees that you see, a lot of those came from the Pleiades or other systems, you know. So it's like we're a huge composite of both human DNA and plant and animal DNA. And we're just this massive galactic zoo down here, which is why it needs to be preserved. But we need to stop keeping it so far away and being in fear or in, you know, it's us, you know, and the people returning are us, you know, and they didn't have to start over as primitives because of the cataclysms and everything else, but it's us, you know, coming back. And there's some pretty bizarre forms of us out there too, as well, that are, have different agendas and different programs. But I think knowledge is power. And when you know who these guys are, which group is which, their agendas and everything else, and you can make allies with the benevolent ones and call them in and get help and protection and things. So it's like the military, you know, it's like they send up fighters to try to shoot these things down and catch them and things like that. And I just said, so you're going up and taking on a group of beings that are 1,000, could be 1,000,000 years ahead of you in evolution. And you're trying to shoot them down and back engineer their technology and things like that. I said, so in the interest of national security, how does that work? you know, they could turn us into a cinder if they want, and you're out poking them, you know, trying to, and you know, I've said that to colonels, and they go, and I said, in the interest of national security, I think we actually need to start making friends with the benevolent ones, because there are some malevolent ones out there that have firepower way beyond our imagination, and but the other ones have firepower beyond their imagination. So we got to work with the benevolent ones. And, they had to rethink it. You know, they have to change their mindset. And I said, why don't you make peace with them? Why don't you meditate, contact them, you know, stop going after them aggressively, you know, and then you'll know who they are and why they're here, you know. But otherwise you have to listen to us. You have to bug our phones and computers to find out what's going on. You know, so anyway, is there more you wanted to share?
I guess just kind of, you had mentioned how a lot of people, you know, it takes a while for them to get their story out.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you're not gonna believe me. And it's like, you know, it's not fun or easy to get that out. And that's why we have this group, because it's not gonna get you a better job. It's not going to make you more popular at the party. A lot of times it's like really overwhelming. You don't want to share with your family. You don't necessarily want to share with your friends. And so, you know, we don't want people to be alone, because we felt that in our lives. And so to have a place, to have a platform where people can come, again, we have it on Patreon. So there is a paywall so that people can feel more secure in sharing their stories. Uh-huh. And with our circle too, that's the one where we do more interaction. We also want to basically have it as a platform for people to get their own stories out, because sometimes it is cathartic just to be able to share it. And then, like you were saying, other people have the same story. So to be able to connect with that and then be like, oh my gosh, that I totally align with that. That happened to me. This mm-hmm. part of your story is my story too. To create that sense of community is so important. That's why we're called Alliance of Experiencers. There's so much infighting. Yeah. There's so much division, and we need to set that aside. We need to come together And everybody's story is different because there are so many factions. There's so many different like ET races out there. Everybody has a different agenda. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of differences, but there's so many similarities. So yeah. We just want to create something where everybody can come together.
I think that's awesome. But
I would like to say one last thing too, and about the ranch here. So Diana is from Minnesota and flew here from Minnesota, and Aurora drove up from Santa Barbara. I live in the Puget Sound region. But anyway, we came here because of this, the things that we're trying to do with our platform is being done here. This is my third time at the ranch. You can, the people you meet here, there's, I get giddy when I come here. And yeah. And when you come here, you can talk about anything. You can talk about the things that, you know, you get that crazy look back home if you start mentioning these things. But here, it's, that's why we met here. It's because of what you've put together here.
Yeah, thank you.
And we need more platforms like this. We need more places. So this was a no-brainer for us to meet here. So great. I just want kudos to you for what you've done here, because we can feel open and free about and discuss things. Every time I come here, I meet people and I learn things that it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and you had that experience. And everybody's genuine and real that comes here. Yeah. And that, again, is a credit to you. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. I know in the early 2000s, I think it might have been in the 90s, I spoke at an international UFO Congress, and I told them, I said, you know, these beings are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced, and we need to rise to the occasion. And all this competition and fighting is actually working against disclosure and the division. And I said, none of us have the whole truth. We all have to put what we know on the table. We all have pieces of pie, and only then are we going to understand the whole pie and what's really going on and all the different levels. And I got a standing ovation for this talk, and then I wasn't asked to come back again for like 5 years, you know, because I was upsetting the apple cart, and I guess I pissed off a lot of people. But you know, I didn't come to win, you know, whatever a contest. I came to just say what needs to be said. And go ahead.
Well, and the reality too is a lot of this, it doesn't matter about the details. This is about raising our consciousness to become part of a galactic community, doing things like working on our telepathy, because that is the primary means of communication, working on raising our vibration. Those are the things that we need to be doing, disconnecting from like the systems and becoming disclosure.
And, you know, I tell people all along, people come up here and they have that worship mode, you know, and that thing. And I go, this isn't about me. This is about you. Yeah. And this is all about you making your personal connection with creator, source, whatever you want to call it. And on the way, you're going to be contacted. And so, and, you know, you also have to realize the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly head. So you're going to have challenges along the way, but we're here to just give you the tools and techniques. Yes. Keep your energies clear to not get sidetracked or hijacked, and just some real basics on healing unseen negative influences. You know, I know one guy, I love what one guy said, there's three people that fall victim to flattery every time. And he says men, women, and children, you know. So anything that's separating you as special, or anything that we have to be really careful of that, because we're all special, and the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness, that unified field, exists within every each one of us. And each time we say I'm this, we're separating ourselves. Yes. And you're all of it, you know, it's all going on. And so I keep telling people, you know, there's certain things we have to watch out in the UFO community. And there's, again, too, like you're saying, there's a lot of shills in there. There's a lot of disinformation people. There's a lot of people that are needing acceptance and approval they never got as a child. They're in the system trying for that. And some people are just looking for fame and money and you know, but it's just the way it is. And so people have to become, you know, use discernment. And the best BS meter you're ever going to have is your heart, you know? So if you go, that doesn't feel right. You know, it's like, you know, it's, I don't know. You know, some of these things people are paying like $10,000 in order to see a UFO. And I just go, just walk outside, focus on love and joy and bliss, put the intent out there to have a contact and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically it. But, you know, I think it's great supporting people and getting the message out and things like that. But some people are working with energies that are not in the highest best good of people's soul evolution. You know, so we have to recognize that.
Yes.
That is happening out there.
Yes.
Hmm. And there's one other thing I want to say, too, is that a lot of these people that went through all that super soldier stuff, 20 and back and everything else, they've been fractured and just traumatized, and they have been just hammered, and they're trying to put it together, and they're putting bits and pieces together, and they're doing the best they can, and they're not perfect, and it's going to come in bits and pieces. And so, and there's all these people just waiting for them to screw up or make a little mistake or whatever. And I tell people, you know, cut them some slack.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their process too. This is their healing. And this is their, I mean, they're coming out and talking about things that could get them killed, you know? So
exactly.
Yeah. So we need to listen to them. Yeah.
We have to keep in mind too, when you're dealing with something like that, you're dealing with a government, like trauma-based mind control program. Things are not always going to come through clear. There's mm-hmm. going to be potentially, you're going to have fragmented memories. You're going to have like implanted memories, things like that. And so I think that's part of the thing with the infighting too. People are like, oh, this isn't what I remembered. And it's like, guys, come on, we've been messed with. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be messy. And the best thing that we can do is come from a loving space and hold space for each other.
Yeah, that is so important right now. I just see, you know, I always tell people that's their truth, you know.
Yes.
That's okay, you know. And we've had so many. I'm trying to kill my phone here because it's trying to talk. I needed it for the radio show, but no. But the, you know, I just watch all the in-house fighting and all the competition and all the other stuff, and people go, why isn't this person on your show? And I'm saying, I'm waiting for this stuff to get worked out, and then I'll bring them back on the show. But I'm not going to bring them on the show and have them, you know, totally trash somebody else's story or attack somebody else. And then I get all of that guy's person's attacking me. And they'll come on the air and they'll say, it's nonsense. You know, this person's this and this. And then I have their group coming after me. And so it's kind of like, and so what I told people, I said, you know what, here's the deal. I'm here to hear everybody's story. If anybody needs healing and needs clarity, you know, wants to clear things up, I'm here for that. But I'm not here to get into this S show that's going on. You know, that's just not why I'm here. And how does that open the door for contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings? If
exactly.
we can't get our act together and rise to the occasion, why are they going to step in?
Exactly.
And that's why we have to be the disclosure. It's like we have to do that work to meet them.
Mm-hmm. Not all are like that though. I mean, we have somebody who we know who's been in the SSP and actually to see him just last week, I believe it was, he started getting into some of the trauma that happened to him. And I even said during our group, it's like, you know, don't go there if you don't want to go there. And he says, no, who else am I going to talk to about this? He broke down. He had an absolute breakdown. Now, you can't pull that out of your ass. I'm sorry.
No.
When you see a grown man just start shaking and recalling, and afterwards saying that he's going to have to go lay down for a while because he dredged this stuff back up. These people, and he also admits, particularly when he first started getting his memories back, that he wasn't clear on everything. You know, he wasn't clear. They're trying to piece, this is an incredible story, you know, and to try to piece it all together and make sense of it, these people are looking for somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And to have other people who've had the similar experiences to ridicule them because they don't match their experience, there's no need for any of that. And actually within our group, we won't put up with any of that.
Yeah.
This is a platform for people to discuss and get, you know, they need a platform like this, and we won't have any of that either. Like you do. We're not going to allow any of that. So
exactly. Yeah. We do need to band together now. It's like that, you know, the best, I mean, that now the government doesn't have to do anything. We censor ourselves.
Just let us know.
It's like they ring the bell and we just do it. You know, they don't. It's sad, you know, but I think we're a lot of people are just moving beyond that. We're saying, you know, I don't want to participate in that.
Yes.
And why is this, you know, a lot of people want to make a name for themselves, or they want to, their ego feels better because they're set themselves up as judge and jury and the authority. And, you know, it's so ridiculous. And I just go, when you see that kind of energy, you go, you know, I tell these people, they come at me a lot of times. And I said, you know, you've made a couple of wrong conclusions here. And they go, what's that? And I, well, one, that you have absolutely any authority in my life. And two, that I actually give a crap about what you think. And I said, if you understand that, we can start over. And, you know, and they'll go, well, you have to prove it to me that this, and I just said, no, that's between you and them. You know, it's not my job, you know? So we have a lot of funny sayings here. You know, one is, you know, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character. Have a nice day. You can borrow that. Feel free to, because sometimes that's all you can say and just walk away. But, but you can't, as I was saying before, you can't let this stuff bother you. You can't. You just have to be beyond any need for acceptance and approval outside yourself, and just come from the heart and speak. And, you know, and if they can't handle it, you know, that's not,
that's on them, not on you.
Yeah,
exactly. And I always tell people, that's theirs. Why are you carrying it? It's not your coat. Don't wear it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they've established their character and their innards. Just leave it with them. You know, just keep going. Do your work. You know, there's other people that want to hear, you know, they want to heal and want to experience.
I have the videos, just so you know.
Oh, we got the videos. Let's see if we can pop these videos on, because I promised these videos. And you can sit up here through the videos, and then we'll... just go ahead and play the videos, and I don't think they're going to come up on the screen here, but all right, here we go.
I got it.
Okay, so basically, this is one of the
you guys filming it?
We looked up the Starlink launches and we didn't correspond with any Starlink.
What color is it showing up?
We didn't correspond with any Starlink. And what's really weird about these videos is that this one is going from South to North.
You know, that's kind of going the wrong way for Starlink. That's going north.
But anyway, there's these things have been going on. We've pretty tough on this
It's kind of orange.
These ships came in with carrots.
It's going north.
Starlink. It wasn't Starlink.
It's going south to north.
One after another, these carrots came through. And ships are going through them, above them, around them. You know, it's just like, there were so many ships in probably a 3 or 4 minute section. And they're coming from everywhere.
Somebody's calling me going, go look up.
People say Starlink is just a stream, a steady stream of satellites all over. You can really see what it's about. And this one here, this was one of the latest ones. This is the second one that we filmed. Again, it was going north, and it goes behind the tree, and there was people on the other side of the tree, and it never came out. It never came out the other side, and so we go, did you guys see it? And so I'm trying to find it. Usually you can see them through the tree, and being in the west, they would stay illuminated. They wouldn't just blink out. They're not hitting the Earth's shadow or anything. So there's no other explanation. So I'm really open if somebody has a valid explanation that there was some really secret military launch or something else, but it's not there. It's not adding up. This looks like the same one. Can we go, let me see. It might be having the other clips attached to it. Oh, yeah, here we go. And this is one of the bigger ones that are powering up. And you see as it's going along, this is actually going behind the house. It's going below the trees. And you can see it's going through the trees right here and coming behind the house. And the photograph that we showed earlier was the photograph of the whole bank of lights on this ship as it's going. And we'll go ahead and show it as it comes in. You'll see it comes out the other side. And then I'll go back, I'll pan back, and you'll see the house. So you'll see this thing is right over the house. But it came in, and again, we're just having incredible activity here. Multiple ships every night, treetop level stuff, even below the treetops. And see there, I panned down, you can actually see the house, and you see the ship right.
That was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was last night.
Yeah, we were out there, and we saw that last night.
Yeah. So it's, you know, this is kind of a done deal. There's been so much activity here. Here's the mountain. There's one of the other ships again going across. Now this one is going east, actually. It's going northeast. And watch, here's another ship that comes down and goes right past it, right through it almost. Goes right past it. And there's more ships around this thing as we film it. But you know, again, people will try to discount one thing that they see, but then all the other ships are flying around it too at the same time. And we have some stuff on the site too where airplanes are coming in, and as many as 5 ships buzz the airplane, and some come right at the cockpit and then veer off at the last moment. So we aren't hearing a thing about it. Nobody's mentioned it. It's not on the news. And there's no way they could have missed this. And this one, I love this one because that was a bat that just went. This one's going into the tree and it's starting to power up. And you can hear my audio in here. I'm going, no, don't power up. Stop. I go, stop. You're going into the tree. So it waits until it gets past the tree. And you can see this. And you can hear the audio in the background. And I'm going, and as soon as it gets past the tree, I say, okay, now. And it goes, boom. Powers up, you know. So we've redundantly proven that there's telepathic contact happening here. We know when and where the ships are going here. And it's just an ongoing thing. But anyway, all these videos they're going to be up on YouTube, and they're going to be on Rumble, and they're going to be on Truth Social. And we're going to have a compilation of all these just undeniable UFOs coming in really low, powering up, responding to the people. I think we had at least 30 people out there. I'm not sure last night. I didn't do a head count. But
that sounds about right.
Yeah. I think it's minimum of 30. Yeah. It's probably more. But, you know, when you have all the witnesses and they're getting their own photos on their iPhones and things like that, it's kind of hard to discount this. But
not to mention the orbs too. I mean, I've been here 3 times and I have night vision goggles, and you see orbs and you can tell insects, you can see what they're doing. But when you have these round balls that go across the field, I brought them in, all 3 of us saw them last night. But I've used these night vision goggles in other locations. I've gone to Lake Tahoe. I've got big green belt in my house. I don't see orbs. I see orbs here. Now I can't tell you what they are, where they come from, but I know I see them. So
yeah, there's 2 ley lines that cross here and major power lines, and the orbs track down the ley lines. And so you'll see them coming down, just huge streams of orbs coming and down the ley lines. And the what's funny is the pyramid over there is on one ley line, and then it goes out to the middle of the Skywatch field. And then the other one crosses right where the chairs are. You're actually sitting on one of the ley lines where the chairs are out there. So you're sitting on the junction of two ley lines. And what we found out is the energies really are intense there, and it allows you to have contact. The veils are very thin, you know, and so that's why people are seeing and hearing and having contact and everything else. But you notice the ley lines.
As soon as we got here, I just started seeing things, and I was yeah. like, I usually am really, I keep my sight really closed off just because of the distortions are really heavy, and it's hard to differentiate. But
yeah.
in our room, we're staying in the pyramid, and
oh yeah,
I was like, why is it that I'm suddenly seeing these being so clear?
yeah. yeah, we were definitely greeted as we got there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have so much going on. We have everything from elven beings and fairies to Bigfoot to UFOs to masters and photographs of them, too. We've had, like, Mary, Kuan Yin, Babaji, and a lot of other masters actually appeared here, and we have photographs of them appearing here taken by monks, by Taoist monks. So it's quite a smorgasbord of things happening here. And some people are into one and not the other, but it's a place where everybody can have an experience when they come in. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah,
what's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
So we do have a website, allianceofexperiencers.com. We have our Patreon page, which is Alliance of Experiencers, and we do have a YouTube channel. Everything's linked together. But if you go to our website, that's the easiest way to find all of our links.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank
and
you
keep
so much.
Keep up the good work that you're doing there. Let's see if we can get Nikki and crew up here. Get a couple of you. You got two chairs. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah. Now, you've had some pretty crazy experiences, but first I wanted you to talk about your organization and some of the things that you're working on and doing, and then we can go into some of the contacts and the other things that you've had since you've been here.
Yeah, so I run an Ascension portal, and the focus of what we do there is we help people to connect to their own source teams, and it's a very trauma-informed, trauma-based approach that we use because, a lot of times when people connect to their own source teams, there are ETs in their source teams. So
yeah.
this is, how we connect. Everyone can connect to ETs through their own direct connections. But the problem is we have an epidemic of attachment and developmental trauma within humanity.
Yeah.
So if you don't clear that, it affects your frequency, and that's opening. If suddenly you have a psychic awakening, you can start to connect with all kinds of stuff and a lot of the negative side.
Yeah.
So it's a very important part. It's the bedrock of what we do in my Ascension portal, is help people to connect to their own higher selves, source teams, and understand that that's actually how you connect to these higher beings, and to start from there. And I think I heard you, James, say, the more you do that first, and you have this in the connection, and you can already telepathically communicate from within, later on, they're probably more likely to show up when you'll see them visually. So it's more important to make the inner connection. So the Ascension Portal it's not only awakening work we do, but it's a lot of trauma work. Understanding what ancestral trauma is, developmental trauma, the difference between that and PTSD,
yeah.
how it impacts people, and how to heal it. So... Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize, for example, with developmental trauma, it means that your core identity becomes things like self-hatred, self-deprivation, worthlessness, powerlessness, these kinds of things. And if you're holding that as your frequency out in the world, and then suddenly you get a big psychic opening, that can bring in the wrong kind of connection, and you wouldn't have the discernment for it.
Like a bad trip,
yes.
Like you take acid and you blast over, and not that I've ever done acid, but I've had to help get people through it that were all traumatized from it and clear the entities. But they'll go off and they have all these wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. They haven't healed, and it's like taking a V8 and blasting you into this other dimension with no tools, and so they get. You're in a world where you're creating your own reality instantaneously, and you've got all this baggage. You can have some really crazy stuff. So it is, like you're saying, it is so important to deal with the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. Clear those, that's going to raise your frequency. When your frequency rises, then you're going to have contact with these higher frequency beings. It's really simple.
Yeah, it's really interesting that my background was, I was a trauma expert, and I ran a big summit in 2020, and we had 185,000 people on the online summit. We had all the world leading experts like Professor Bessel van der Kolk, Dr. Gabor Mate. We had people like, actually people like Joe Dispenza. And so we had everybody, his mind, body, because we were health focused as well. And I thought that my career was kind of going to go down that route, and I would end up writing books about trauma, and it was right going in that direction. And then suddenly this thing opened on connecting to souls, and so I was like, you're not going to do that. You're going in this direction and you're going to start to, bring more awareness about the issue of trauma. And it truly is. It's a massive epidemic, and people don't understand. For example, I think every single human doesn't get through childhood without being traumatized to some degree. And we think PTSD is actually rare, and it's pretty curable. The problem is the developmental trauma, and it's all your relations. It comes from your relationship with your mother, your father, your key authority figures. And this is how we learn self-love. And most people grow up with a vitamin L deficiency, a vitamin love deficiency.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you can't hold that, you don't know what it is, you can't feel it, you're not experiencing it. Not only can anything come in when you do have a psychic awakening, but you also lack the discernment. I mean, how most humans don't have good discernment with other humans, and you expect to discern ETs? You know, so that's the message to get out there. And there's so much research behind it as well. I think the stuff on developmental trauma, it really needs to infiltrate much more into the UFO community.
Yeah.
It needs to become the bedrock, actually, of an integral approach to enlightened contact, and it should become the bedrock.
Because we know in a lot of our counseling work, a lot of people, if you came in from a very advanced civilization or a very high level of consciousness, it's like you get traumatized a lot of times at like 3 years old, 3 to 7, they try to shut you down, and you have these night terrors and other entities coming in and screwing with you and everything else. And it's because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you remembering who you are and reconnecting to that power. And it's so funny whenever I see somebody coming in from like a 6 or 7 dimensional consciousness coming in here, almost every time at between three, five, and seven, they get traumatized. And it's the dark side trying to close things down.
Yeah, so that's the other level. I mean, that was my experience as well. When I suddenly had an explosive awakening it was in late 2019, and I found out I had this nice, huge negative Anunnaki that was part of my guide team, and they had actually done great damage to my life over the last 10 years. I was involved with an ascension school, but I found out that actually was started and run by a negative Anunnaki, and it was traumatizing, because you let some of your gurus in, your spiritual gurus, you let them into your lives, and you're bonded with them, and you think that they're working for your highest and greatest good. And then it's a total shock if you actually raise your frequency, and then suddenly you're hearing other beings telling you, you might want to, there's some very questionable psychology techniques they're using.
Yeah,
and it was when I became trauma informed that I understood what was happening with this other ascension school, and I had to kind of walk away from it. And it was traumatizing, because I got hammered. And that's why I had to kind of get the message out and start to take the knowledge that I had into what's coming next. It's going to happen for more and more people, like awakening and connecting.
So. Well, now it's like a tool belt. Now you know who they are and what they do, and you can help others transcend this as well.
And not feel alone and understand, not take it personally. And the tools to boot them out. And to make sure that they can't be in your source teams or even telepathically communicating with you. It's a huge, we've got a huge problem in the spiritual community. 90% of channelers are not channeling who they think they are. So
there's a lot of that.
So that's what I discovered as well. It's shocking. And there's a lot of work to do.
I have some bad humor in that area, so I'll just keep that to myself. So did you have you have an organization as well?
Yes, hi, I'm Dr. Wendy Myers, and I run a health website primarily based on heavy metal detoxification called MyersDetox.com. But now I'm focusing more on emotional detox. I have a program called the Emotional Detox Program that mainly helps people with human souls to get in touch, recognize what their trauma is, and how to release it through sound therapy, very simple techniques that they can use at home. And Nikki Sky's Ascension School is more for people with extraterrestrial souls, star seeds, to more easily release their trauma. But for you know, our humans, we need a lot of help as well. And so using biofield tuning, using bioenergetic software and other methods, they can help release their emotional trauma and really get in touch with their higher selves and get in touch with their creator, which they have a hard time doing if they're just mired in their trauma and negative feelings and their emotions and lack of self-love.
Yeah, because especially the heavy metal stuff, you know, that makes you an antenna for all these other psychic turbulence and energies, and getting rid of that. And then you've got the bots and nanobots and all these other things. And there's an old saying, if you're in pain, it's very hard to connect, you know, to spirit. So that's what they're doing. They're making you sick, ill, and pain, and it creates a huge distraction from you making your own connection.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if there's been these huge studies done called the Adverse Childhood Event Studies, and it was like by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente, like 19,500 adults, and they actually found that you have a dramatic increased risk of the top 10 causes of death if you have attachment and developmental trauma.
Yeah.
So you have a 20-year reduction in lifespan. You have a 400% increased risk of getting things like depression. You have a six-fold increased risk of getting fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, double the risk of things like diabetes, autoimmune conditions.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a double impact, because it's not only is it the emotional frequency impact, because you're walking around with self-hatred and you're only 50% often or less aware of it, you're going to end up with physiological imbalances, and that lowers your frequency as well.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things we do in my portal is we teach people to do what we call divine muscle testing, the pendulum testing. Literally the ones that are still with a lot of chronic complex illness, or we've tested and they've got like 200 days left of work to do on healing the emotional trauma, the pendulum doesn't move. It just literally sits there. And I ask sorts of like, what's going on with this person? Are they dehydrated? You know, are they ungrounded? Are they deharmonized with the pendant? And it's like, no, it's going to take another 200 days to clear the emotional trauma. But it's amazing. We have 700 people in the portal that are all going through ascension. And we learn so much from, you know, what people need to do, how long it's going to take them. And we're seeing the proof is in the pudding. We've got tons of testimonials, just gradually what's happening every week. And it's miraculous that once you start clearing that stuff, what they're able to do. And, you know, and you'll get people saying, I think I'm not psychic. Nothing's happened to me. I can't feel Source. Everyone else is talking to Source. You get that. And I go, don't give up before the miracle happens. And then suddenly they'll post in the forum and they'll be like, I just had a connection with my Source team, and they just said this and this, and it's beautiful to watch.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of both of you?
Yeah. So
they want to contact you.
So my website is nikkisky.com, and that's SKYE, and Nikki is 1K. So NIKISKYE.com. So it's all my background in there in the portal.
Yeah. And if people want to learn more about how to do emotional detoxification, you can go to emo-detox.com. And have a free 1-hour masterclass all about emotional trauma and simple solutions you can do at home.
All right.
Yes, emo-detox.com. emo-detox.com.
I want to reiterate, it is so important to detox. It's part of the spiritual path, you know. So if you don't get all that junk out of your system, you know, you're just a big antenna for all the other nonsense going on.
Yeah, and this is a 30-hour course. It's very, very involved, working on the bioenergetic level, the psychological level, mindset, and the physical level as well, you know, to address every level of trauma in your mind, spirit, and body as well. It's very thorough. All conventional medical research backing up everything in the course.
One last question. What do you think of UFO activity here?
Amazing.
Saul said to me before I got here, you'll have surprises. And I said, it's been a surprise.
Every night.
Yeah, like the number on the first night and the second night where that big one just came behind the trees.
Yeah.
I was just, it's just unbelievable.
It changes your life when you see something in your face like that.
It's great. It's lovely. It's so confirming. It's just so confirming. And it's such a different thing. So I'm normally disconnected through, know, internal, but then to see them that, I'm like, oh my God, they're real. They're just right there. And how can you deny it?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was going to see UFOs, but the first night we saw 70, 70 in one night, I was not expecting that at all. And you can see them with your naked eye, but I also caught a lot of them on my iPhone 13. I got some great shots. Every time I pointed my camera to the sky, I got various shots of what I was seeing. But I always felt, even as a child, that just on a common sense level, what as vast as the universe is, that we cannot be the only conscious life form in this vast universe. It's just common sense.
Yeah, we've just got a few minutes left. I don't know if Luca's out there. Are you out there? Come on up.
Pictures here.
Yeah, so Luba took that amazing iPhone shot, and I think other people have shots as well.
Yes,
I
went to get some amazing
shots. So we'll have to get those up, but I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you saw. We just have a few minutes left, just about some of the UFO activity you've seen here and what you filmed and what you saw with your eyes and the photograph that you did.
So I saw a few UFOs in my life, and what I saw here, it's just, like Wendy said, blew my mind. So many ships, there's like traffic going on. You just look at that, it's just like coming one way, another way, then they multiply, then they power up. It's just been such an amazing experience, and it's still going. Like yesterday, we saw that ship. It was just, I shot it with my iPhone 12, which is not as pro, but it caught it. It looks like a ship. It's huge. And just connection with people, the mountain. Just the life out there. It's amazing. It makes me excited. I just want to kind of frolic and giggle around with all these things. It's just,
there's so many. Yeah, there's so much going on. It's hard to explain to people, but this is a multidimensional experience, and everybody's going to experience it differently, and some people are going to have just full-on godly experiences, and other people are going to see a fairy go by or something. They're all valid, you know, they're all real, and so it's amazing. But thanks for catching that one on your iPhone. That was great. And you know, I noticed too, even on the iPhone, although it did a good job, it's nowhere near what you see with your eyes and you feel.
Yeah.
When they come around, you feel their energy. Everybody gets all giggly and high, and you feel the contact. You feel the connection happening. And I always tell people, you know, like we've had William Hendricks here once, and he was out in the middle of the field, and massive ship came over and powered up right over the field. And I go, William, did you see it? Did you see it? He goes, see it? He goes, I felt it. You know, he felt it pulse right through his whole body. So it's more about feeling and staying in the heart. Keep open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you're going to have experiences. And it's all about frequency. You know, we have to like raise our frequency. People say, what's the secret to contact? You know, and I tell them it's all about frequency, basically. Raise your frequencies, the high frequency beings will connect with you when they feel that energy. How do you raise your frequency? You let go of all the lower frequency stuff, you know, heal the traumas and wounds and everything, and reconnect with your past, basically. But I think we're almost
out
of time. We are out of time.
I just want to thank Nikki for bringing us here, and thank you for having this amazing space to experience
thank
that.
You
so, yeah.
And thank you, audience, for being here. And we'll sign off for our time in person. So, Radio, he said the Stargate and all the other ones on Rumble and everything else. So check it out, and we'll have all this footage up there. So again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch the skies. It's a really busy weekend. Good night.